This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Every organization, in part, will reflect their leadership. In schools, that leadership is provided by the principal. The roles may differ between an elementary, middle, or high school principal, but the role of responsibility and accountability rests on the shoulders of every school principal. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has collaborated with organizations in Hamilton County to develop the Principal Leadership Academy, a one-year leadership program to help develop future leaders in our school system. Dr. Mary Tanner is Dean of the College of Health, Education, and Professional Studies at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
I once heard somebody describe the high school principal as being like a mayor in that there's so much that goes on at the high school level. Their responsibilities in this day and age of accountability largely center around understanding instruction and being able to develop the teachers in the building. That's been the major focus for recent years, but it still is true that the principal is also the person who makes sure that scheduling is done appropriately, that teachers are hired and are released as needed, that the building is operationally sound, and that the buses run on time. I mean, it is a huge job.
Most principals started out as teachers that decide to move into administration. They have to complete a master's degree, obtain certification for school leadership, and hold a state license. Most principals worked as assistant principals for a time before assuming the duties of their own school. As the leader, a principal will be held accountable for every aspect of the school.
Your school and you are going to be judged on the performance of students. There's going to be a very careful tracking of average yearly progress, and your building and your teachers and your leaders are going to be judged on that. But it's also, I think, true that the building needs to be judged on the extent to which people like to come to work, the extent to which it is a welcoming place to parents, the extent to which it is in service to the community and accepted and valued by the community. We don't yet have the rubrics that we need to measure a school's performance by those measures, but those are important measures and tend to influence the test scores. Because if teachers like to come to work and they feel valued and supported in doing the work and they have the ongoing professional development in their school to get better, then schools get better. But right now, it's all about test scores. It puts some pressure on us to make sure we do a good job in preparing teachers and supporting them once they're in the classroom and getting rid of them if they don't do their jobs. But it certainly is the name of the game these days.
In order to help aspiring assistant principals move into the leadership role, a unique program was developed for Hamilton County.
The Principal Leadership Academy that launched this summer is a partnership between the Greater Chattanooga Chamber of Commerce, the Public Education Foundation, Hamilton County Department of Education, and UT Chattanooga. Representatives of those four organizations sat for months and conceptualized a Principal Leadership Academy for Hamilton County assistant principals aspiring to be principals. So it is a year-long leadership development experience. The candidates apply to be accepted. They are screened by a committee of those four. We call those four organizations the four pillars or the four partners. So we participate together in the selection of the candidates. And once they're selected, then they will attend leadership development experiences over the course of the next year with monthly meetings. And those monthly sessions, of course, focus on different aspects of leadership and more particularly school leadership. But the unique thing about the Hamilton County Principal Academy is the business connection. This was really the brainchild of the Chamber of Commerce. What they were after was a way for the business community to become involved in supporting schools so that the product of those schools, the young people who graduate from those schools, are better suited for the kind of workforce that Chattanooga is slowly but surely shifting to. So after trying several different educational initiatives, the Chamber landed on the Principal Academy based on the fact that, number one, they hear and see that good schools tend to be led by very strong principals, and two, in their work with businesses, they know the powerful role of the leader. So the business connection manifests itself by heavy involvement of the Chamber. Remember, the Chamber runs Leadership Chattanooga. So heavy involvement of the Chamber in programming, but the best part is that business leaders in this community have stepped up and said, I will mentor an assistant principal during this year of study. I will give my time to being available for this assistant principal to answer questions about how I deal with problems in my organization, invite them into my organization to see how problems get solved and my business is run, share my own life story about developing my skills as an organizational leader. That's what is unique about the Chattanooga Principal Academy. These types of leadership programs are cropping up around the state. All of the major metropolitan areas are playing around with the Leadership Academy concept. But as far as I know, Chattanooga is the only one that has this embedded connection to the business community.
A national search produced several likely candidates, and Dr. Godfrey Saunders from Montana was selected as executive director of the Principal Leadership Academy.
He was principal of the largest high school in Bozeman, Montana for 13 years. He retired last year and was looking around for what to do with the last part of his career. He had done some very interesting work as a principal, mentoring principals into the field. He had finished a PhD program and in the dissertation had studied principal mentoring. He had a lot of academic synergy with what we were trying to do, but he is also presents himself in such a powerful way as a person dedicated to the work of running a school and the kids that go to that school. The university is thrilled to have been a part of this. When we interviewed the applicants and we would all have to say why this partner was at the table, I would always say that the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has defined itself as a community engaged institution, and for a community to decide that they want to invest in strong leaders for their schools. And when you're a community engaged institution, this is a very, very important role for a campus with this kind of vision for itself. Dr. Saunders has accepted our offer of a courtesy faculty appointment, so he will be a part of our team here on campus. That's kind of a nice connection that will keep us working closely with the needs of Chattanooga schools.
The first cohort of the Principal Leadership Academy began last month with 14 students. The program plans to grow and expand in the future. You can learn more by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.